This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You dial set correctly, too. USA Prepares, we're delighted you're in class with us today. Blake is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. If you'd like to call us, here's the toll-free number, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Gwyneth, you called me at the farmhouse about 55 minutes ago, well, maybe an hour ago now. And you're wondering if we changed our time here in the United States. Yeah, we did. We did. We changed our time. Daylight savings is just a nightmare. Messes everything up, messes people's schedules up, their biological clocks. What time is it in Australia right now?
Probably just after 1 in the morning.
Hmm. Okay. Just after 1. Okay, I kind of thought that was the case. But, do you have daylight savings time? Does your time change back and forth, an hour, twice a year?
Yeah, unfortunately we do. Our daylight savings finishes, we have it over the summer. It finishes at the end of March. Mm-hmm. So we get probably another week or two of daylight savings yet, and then then we get to have our clocks upset again. I work for an American company. Usually there's about a month of schedule disruptions and so on and so forth, which is all caused by daylight savings. It's really annoying. It's annoying for me. It's annoying for my clients. It's annoying for the company that I work for and so on and so forth. But because it happens every year, then twice a year, because, of course, it all happens again, next springtime, then people do understand. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Before we get into talking about bows, arrows, sling bows, weapons of self-protection, those kinds of things, hunting, I'd like to share a couple thoughts with you about fluorescent lighting. Now, I don't know if this is... class, USA Prepares is the first transcontinental solar-powered broadcast. We're solar-powered at our end. Gwyneth Isaacs is in Australia. She's solar-powered at her end, off-grid. I believe we really are the first to be able to do that. And, she's been living off-grid for quite some time, and we've had solar panels and a solar system for quite some time as well. We've been experimenting with it for years. But this is truly, the studio's powered by the sun. The farmhouse is powered by the sun, and so is Gwyneth Isaac's farm in Australia. So it's kind of neat. And I don't think there's anyone else who's broadcasting with regularly scheduled instruction with from two continents simultaneously. And I think that's another first. And so I really want to thank you for doing this with us, Gwyneth. And here's what we do, class. If you're new, we tell stories. We tell a lot of stories. Now, when I say stories, the Harvard Business School approach to teaching students is by telling stories. Here's a situation. Here's what's happened. Here are the changes that were made. Here's the result of the changes. And it's a method of teaching, and it's been going on for thousands of years. Jesus Christ taught via telling stories. And so that's what we do here. And we do some mathematics as well, but mostly we tell stories. And these are true stories. This is not fiction. And we talk about things that have happened in our lives, things that have happened to us, things that we've done as a result, and the outcome. So that's our teaching method here. And so when you listen to USA Prepares or you participate in class at USA Prepares, we're talking about life, things that have really happened. And with Gwyneth, we have the added benefit of talking about things that have happened on two continents, and we compare notes right here live on USA Prepares. So we'll say, here's something that's happened in the United States. Is it happening in Australia? Has it happened in Australia? Or vice versa. So here's a story about fluorescent lighting. Now, fluorescent lighting has been around for quite a while. At least 80 years, 80 years, 8 decades. And the fluorescent tube lights are designated by the letter T followed by a number. So a T12 fluorescent tube is 1.5 inches in diameter. A T8 is 1 inch in diameter, and a T5 is 5/8 of an inch in diameter. And here's how they've decided to describe these bulbs, by the T letter. So it's in 1/8 of an inch. So a T12 tube is 12/8 of an inch, or 1.5 inches. T8 is 8/8 of an inch, or 1 inch, and a T5 is 5/8 of an inch. So these T12 lights have been around for a long time, 80 years. Well, the U.S. government, EPA, has decided back before 2012 that they need to go. We're not going to allow them anymore. Can't have any more fluorescent lights. So they phased. What happened was the corporations that manufactured these fluorescent lights were told, this is it. Can't do them anymore. Unless maybe you get a special exemption, and unless you're making some kind of a specialty light, the common lights that might be used at Walmart or Lowe's, I'm talking about their overhead lighting, or hospitals or offices, well, you can't do that anymore. You can't make them anymore. So they phased out production. And what we've noticed here in our neck of the woods, it's very difficult to get T12 light bulbs. Now, that kind of frosts me, because when we built our farmhouse in 2005, the best, most efficient lighting systems that we could find were fluorescent. So, for example, we have 40 light fixtures, some of them the fluorescent lights, in our barns, in our garages, in our buildings. There are 40 of them. And some of them are 8 feet long, some of them are 4 feet long. All of them have two fluorescent tubes. Well, at $40 a piece, which is my estimation of how much we spent to buy each one of these fluorescent fixtures, that's a $1,600, I would call it an investment. I literally expected these light fixtures and bulbs, not the bulbs necessarily, but the light fixtures themselves, and the use of these fluorescent fixtures to last at least my lifetime. At least. Why? Because my grandmother had what was called a circle line fluorescent fixture in her kitchen. It was a fluorescent fixture that had two circular 22-watt fluorescent tubes. And it was there as long as I can remember, from the 1950s on. And the fluorescent lights will last 20,000 hours, 30,000 hours, maybe even a little bit more, depending on how long they remain on versus off. On-off cycles are rough on them. So if you turn them on and they stay on all day, they last a lot of hours. If you cycle them a lot, like if you put them in a bathroom, it makes no sense. They don't last very long. But for lighting, they are smooth, even lights. They're great. And you can get them in different color temperatures. Well, the government has decided that, you know, we can't have them anymore. And they were told 2012 was the last of the production, except for specialty bulbs. So if you go to Lowe's or Home Depot or any of these big places, these big box stores that you used to buy your fluorescent lights, you'll find the selection is really getting narrow. Really narrow. Well, that's because your government put an end to it. Now, if you go to Walmart and you look up, you'll see fluorescent fixtures. If you go to Lowe's, look up, fluorescent fixtures. You go to any large office complex, fluorescent fixtures. That means that they've got to do something to replace the lighting with something other than fluorescent. And what they've done is they've switched to LED tubes. Now, these LED tubes will plug right in to the fluorescent fixtures. However, you can't exactly do it that way. What you have to do is open up the fluorescent fixture. You have to disconnect the ballast. And the ballast is a current-limiting device that allows the fluorescent tubes to operate, different from incandescent. And a ballast is probably a 5-pound device, and it's rectangular. It's got a lot of copper in it, and it's typically electronic or magnetic. And they would last a long time, but after maybe 10 years, they would quit working as well. So you'd have to replace the ballast and the fluorescent tubes. Well, what we found out was it's darn near impossible to get ballasts because we're not making them anymore in this country. No more ballasts. You have to get them from some other country. And fluorescent tubes are getting hard to find. Well, we learned this weeks ago, and we announced this on the air. And we told our broadcast classroom about the fluorescent tubes being phased out and how difficult it is to get them. And if you need them, get them now. Well, we bought all the bulbs that Lowe's had that fit our fixtures. All of them. And it wasn't very many. It was about $125 worth. Maybe a little bit more, $150 worth. They're half price. They wanted to get rid of them. So we bought them, and we figured, okay, that's almost enough to last my lifetime. And I wanted them for our children who I hope will inherit the farm. And then we went on Craigslist, and we found out that there were some people selling fluorescent tubes on Craigslist. Now, this is a very interesting story, class, so I hope you stay tuned, because this may affect you. Am I kidding? Absolutely not. So I'm going to share this with you, and I'd love to hear Gwyneth's comment to find out, or comments to find out, if this is happening in Australia as well as in the United States. Please, don't touch that dial.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout. I noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Whey is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs with us, and we're talking about fluorescent lights. I don't think that, I can't prove this, but I don't think there are any other broadcasts that are talking about this scandal, as far as I can tell, the fluorescent lighting scandal. And I believe that we are the first, if not one of the first, if not the first, to break this scandal on the radio. And it's such detail as to what's really happening with fluorescent lighting. So, in order to protect our investment in our farm, in order to provide lighting for our automotive shop where we repair our farm equipment, in order to provide lighting in our barns, in garages and buildings, we have fluorescent lighting. And to protect that investment, we sought out buying enough bulbs to replace the ones that burn out. And so we called Lowe's, and they were blowing them out. And if you want, call your local Lowe's, because they have a half-price sale on Sylvania brand. Now, they're bringing in some replacement bulbs from General Electric, but they're way, way, way more expensive. So the bulbs that used to be 99 cents or $2 are now multiples of that. So we went to Craigslist, and we called some people, and I found a guy who had a business, a retail business, and they replaced all their fluorescent lights with these LED tubes. I'm talking about 8-foot single pin on each end fluorescent lights. And so he had 47 of them. We asked him how much he wanted, and he said 50 cents a piece. Okay, we bought them all. So we got 47 of those, but they're used. Some of them are going to last maybe a couple thousand hours. Some of them might last 10,000 hours. But we have some, 47 of them. Now, we have a friend who I spent some time with. He and I are buddies in the local village area, and he has a business, and he needed some T8 fluorescent tubes, 4 feet long. And he said, geez, you know, I'm having a lot of trouble finding them. I keep going to, you know, Lowe's, and they just don't have them. Every time I go, they don't have them. And that was after he realized this, after I told him the story of the fluorescent tubes. He said, yeah, you're right. So I said, well, it's a heads up. Well, I sent him an email yesterday, or 2 days ago, excuse me, and I said, I found some on Craigslist for you. They're the T8s that you need for your business. And he was interested. So our son happened to be in the Springfield Village and called this guy up and said, hey, I'd like to meet with him. He said, hey, he's got boxes and boxes, brand new, untouched by human hands, is the quote from this seller. And so our son met him at the Masonic Temple. And this guy's a Mason, cursing like someone who you would not want to be around. Just every few words was the F word. It's ridiculous. And it really made my son uncomfortable. My son's 25. My son said, you talk like this? You use that profanity in the temple? And the guy said, yeah. As long as the Bible's not here, it's okay. So, you know, that kind of leads me, when someone uses that type of language, he's not to be trusted, in my opinion. Okay? So the guy said, these, you know, here are the cases of these fluorescent tubes. There's, I think 24 or 30 in a box. And so he said, I'll tell you what, they're $45 a piece, but if you take five of them, we'll do them for $35 a box. My son said, okay. So my son went to pick it up, and he found that the box was open. So my son looked in the box. They're all used. And they had black ends. Now, I'm telling you about all this because I want you to know about
them. The end of their life, they get black ends.
Right at the end. Okay. So these had black ends, and my son said, look, these aren't new. They're not the brand that's on the end of the box. They're a different brand. They're a different wattage. And they're worn out. They're almost shot, if not fully shot. Okay. Fully expended. And so the guy says, well, I don't know anything about them. Now, here's a guy who said that they were never touched by human hands, and he was swearing that they're all brand new, and they're all the same, and they matched, you know, the label on the side of the box was what was inside the box. None of it was true. None of it. And he was a Mason. And he was in the Masonic Temple. And he was lying. And so I'm telling you all this because you need to beware. You need to double and triple check everything. Craigslist is fraught. Fraught with criminals. Fraught with deception. Fraught with lies. It's unpoliced for the most part. But that's the story about fluorescent tubes. Of course, my son didn't buy them. My son wanted nothing to do with this guy. Bottom line is, fluorescent tubes are getting very difficult to obtain. I'll tell you a little bit about compact fluorescence when we come back, and then Gwyneth has a whole bunch of things for you.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. Sunny-Bay.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's gonna be slight.
One of today's hot.
Keep it.
You've got your. Take my. When you go, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So the rest of this story is that the compact fluorescent light was invented in 1976 by a General Electric engineer named Edward Hammer. General Electric figured that it would cost about $25 million to build the factories to manufacture the compact fluorescent light. That'd be the Curlicue cube type compact fluorescent light with the ballast built into the base of the bulb. Well, the invention was shelved because it was too expensive to build the factories. But in 1995, the Chinese were able to do it, and they built the compact fluorescent or the spiral fluorescent bulbs, compact fluorescent types, that you could get for about $5 a piece, maybe a little bit more back then. And they took over. However, in 2016, General Electric, which sold the Chinese bulbs, decided that they were going to phase them out. That was the end of the compact fluorescent bulbs. So now we've learned that the long tube fluorescent bulbs have been phased out. The compact fluorescent bulbs have been phased out. I don't like the compact fluorescents because they don't last very long. And depending on the position of the light, whether if it's vertical, it lasts the longest, along with horizontal. If you place the bulb horizontally and there's air around it to cool it, it will last longer than if it's upside down. If you put it in a can light, recessed lighting, it may last only 1 year. So that's the story about the fluorescent lights, and they've been eclipsed now by LED lighting, which many believe are going to be used to program us because of the frequencies that are used in driving the LEDs, meaning the drivers that convert AC voltage down to DC voltage. Typically, a LED runs at around 3 volts, maybe a little bit more, but DC, and it's believed that they can be used to program us. So that's the story about fluorescent lighting. Gwyneth, do you have any comments about any of that?
Well, I remember, when they were encouraging everybody to get the compact fluorescent bulbs for environmental reasons, and then it came out they were for mercury.
That's exactly right.
These people are playing with us. They're changing their outlook on the world every few years. And just messing with us, in my humble opinion. Yeah, they probably did contain mercury in the first place, the compact fluorescent bulbs. Now, why were they selling them to us for supposed environmental reasons that our compact fluorescent bulbs were all going to save the planet when they're all full of mercury?
Mm-hmm. That was Hillary Clinton, by the way.
Ridiculous, isn't it?
Hillary Clinton was the proponent of dumping and killing the incandescent 100-watt light bulb. Now, the truth of the matter is that lighting is probably the smallest component. Home lighting is probably the smallest component of our electric consumption. It really is. So getting rid of the 100-watt light bulb was really not the answer. And if you want to get rid of pollution, we'll stop these entourages of jet aircraft when they fly multiple jet aircrafts, or when they fly the president's limousine from country to country to country, or they refuel midair so that we can have nonstop massive jumbo jet flights, or we stop the military. The ships are burning an enormous amount of oil, the diesel-powered ships. The jet fuel in these aircraft that fly like 24 hours a day for the foreseeable future. We're polluting the planet, drilling holes in the atmosphere with these jet engines. It's that, I think, would be a nice first step in reducing pollution on the planet. Stopping the military from blowing things up. Stopping the military from cruising, using diesel fuel, chewing up the ocean, throwing overboard waste. Even rail cars. When railroads first got started, people would use the, we'll call it the restroom. And where do you think that went, class? It went right on the tracks. You flush and it go right down on the tracks. That's what happened. And airplanes, those blocks of blue ice that people find, what do you think that is? That's the holding tank being let go in the air, and it freezes. The holding tank for human waste. That's what it is. That's what this blue ice is that falls to Earth. So there's a lot of pollution that you and I are not responsible for, that industry is responsible for, the railroad, the military-industrial complex, and then the compact fluorescent tubes that had mercury in them. And so did the long tubes, the T12s, the T8s, the T5s, but they've reduced the amount of mercury. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about this. Home Depot was fined millions in California. Why? They dumped toxic waste. What would that be? That'd be paint. That'd be fluorescent light bulbs. They dumped it illegally in California. And then if you read more about Home Depot, they say things like, well, we are committed to the reduction of pollution on the planet. We're committed. Really? How committed? Well, they were illegally dumping. Now, my question is, I'm not really sure what the heck we're supposed to do with these fluorescent lights. I don't know of any recycling plan for them. I don't know. And I was reading the box on one of the boxes on fluorescent tubes, and it said lead free. Lead's not the problem.
Yeah, they don't mention about the mercury, do they?
Right. And, you know, that's why I love broadcasting with you, Gwyneth. You are so bright in so many areas, and you zero right in on the issue, like lead free. Now lead free. Yeah, that's not the problem. It's the mercury. So I don't know what to do here on our farm. I didn't make these fluorescent tubes, and they were already manufactured. So am I contributing to the problem? I don't think so. I'm just buying what was out there. And the guy that sold us these 47 fluorescent tubes on Craigslist, the first guy, not the second criminal from the Masonic temple, not him, the first guy who had this retail business, he was a tenant. And his landlord decided to replace the bulbs. So what was going to happen with these bulbs if we didn't buy them? They're going to throw them away.
End up in the landfill, and that end up being smashed, and all that mercury would be released.
Correct.
Into the atmosphere.
That's exactly, yes, and in the groundwater, yep, absolutely. So that's the story that we have about fluorescent lighting. And I think it's a big scandal. I really do. From a lot of levels, from Hillary Clinton killing the incandescent light bulb to the collusion of the electric incandescent light bulb manufacturers in the early days of the manufacturing process, where they got together and they said, you know what? All right, here's the rules. Anybody who makes a really long-lasting incandescent light bulb, anyone who makes one of those, we're going to drive them out of business. We want light bulbs that wear out. Now think about all the glass, all the bases, all the lead that was used to solder the connections on these, you know, the bases of these incandescent light bulbs. Think about the probably hundreds and hundreds or millions of incandescent light bulbs that were thrown out when they burned out prematurely because they were designed. They were designed to burn out at a predetermined number of hours. And if you don't believe me, class, if you can find an old incandescent light bulb package, it will say how many lumens it is, it'll say how many volts it is, it'll say how many watts it is, and it'll say how long it's going to last. They know.
Yep. They had actual testing facilities where they would test them. And now and again you come across one of these rigs that they had for testing the light bulbs, and there might be a facility for there to be 1,000 or however many light bulbs screwed into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's actually a scientific testing device where they would actually test the number of hours that these light bulbs would burn for before they would burn out. I guess they're probably still available because you would use the same sort of rig for testing the LEDs or the compact fluorescent bulbs. You would have to for there to be a true scientific comparison.
I have a light bulb here at the farm. It's packed away. I've had it for all of my life. And it was one of the very, very early light bulbs, and it has a filament that if you move the light bulb, the filament will wave inside this clear glass envelope. And it has a point. The bulb has a point at the very tip of it where the it was the way the bulb was manufactured. And it still works. Now, I'm thinking maybe 1910, 1915, something like that, over 100 years old. It still works. Now, my dad told me this story many, many decades ago, probably in the 1960s, about the General Electric light bulb company, General Electric. And he said that there was a company that manufactured a light bulb that lasted longer. It was made by a company called Mazda, M-A-Z-D-A, like the car company, Mazda. And the Mazda bulbs were less expensive than the General Electric bulbs. And General Electric decided they were going to fix this problem. So what they did was, according to the story my dad told me, what General Electric did, this was probably in the 1930s, they conspired with the utility company to raise the voltage from 120 volts to 130 volts. And General Electric, before this, made light bulbs that would operate at 130 volts instead of 120. The utility raised the voltage and the Mazda bulbs blew out because they were 120 volt light bulbs. People said, these crappy Mazda bulbs are no good. They're no good.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So when we talk about these nice, kind corporations, you know, like General Electric, and we realize that if this story is true, that General Electric was involved in collusion with the utility company to raise the voltage. They didn't raise the frequency. It was still 60 cycles per second or 60 hertz AC. But what they did was they raised the voltage from the average of 120 volts to 130. Now, if you had a toaster, there's no big deal. A toaster could handle, you know, the extra 10 volts. But light bulbs couldn't. And what happened, and a lot of people didn't have refrigeration. There were no TVs back then. Some people had radios, but they're tube powered, and they could take the increased voltage. So what we ended up with was the Mazda light bulbs, which were rated at 120 volts, which were a great value back then. They were the best buy, meaning, you know, the best value. You paid the bulb that you got was a better value than the General Electric bulbs. But General Electric got involved with the utility company, raised the voltage, burned out the Mazda bulbs, and the customers were saying, these Mazda bulbs are crappy. You know, they used to be okay, but not anymore. The new ones are making, boy, they're no good. They're no good. And the new ones were like just like the old ones. They were good. But because there was too much voltage, through collusion with General Electric and the utility company, the bulbs, the Mazda bulbs, burned out. But the General Electric bulbs lasted longer. Why? Because they designed them to run on 130 volts, but they didn't tell anybody. Didn't tell anybody. Now, what happens when you take a light bulb and you make it run at a higher voltage and you run it at a lower voltage? So, for example, you've heard the term rough service light bulbs. You know, mechanics used to have these lights in a metal cage, and they had a hook on them, and they'd get under the car, look under the hood, and they'd have these light bulbs in a cage. And the cage was to protect the glass envelope of the bulb from being smashed. Okay. But they were, because it got, you know, knocked and jarred and banged around, they were called rough service bulbs. So what they did was they made a 130 volt bulb, and they called it a 120 volt bulb, and they termed it rough service. And because it ran at a lower temperature, inside the filament was running at a lower temperature, it would be more of an orange-colored light than a white-colored light. But nobody really seemed to notice that, and they lasted longer. But those were called rough surface bulbs. That's exactly what General Electric did with their 130-volt light bulb to replace the 120-volt light bulbs to deceive the customers into thinking that Mazda bulbs were no good. That's the kind of stuff that's been going on for decades. Collusion, corruption, deception. And if you want to talk about how good General Electric is, how good are they at building nuclear power plants? Who was the company that designed the power plant for Fukushima? Hey, and my words are, hey, who thought of this? Let's litter the coastline of Japan with nuclear reactors. Who thought of that? Well, obviously General Electric approved it. Obviously, because they are the designers of the TEPCO system, the nuclear power plants that failed. Why? Because the tsunami came in and shut down the cooling system and shut down the generation, the emergency generators, so they couldn't cool them down.
And that was only going to be a matter of time.
Absolutely.
Before that happened, really. And that's the truth of it.
Yes, and so how do you square this? Well, the only thing that makes any sense to me is greed, individual greed, the accumulation, the sum of individual greed at the highest levels. These people are willing to sell out the planet. Life on the planet. For what? What would that be? Power? Money? Position? That's what they do. Do I have any respect at all for General Electric? Absolutely not. I don't. Not for the corporation. No. Now, they did make some good products. They did. But for the management, I have no respect for the management. Gwyneth, we're going to talk about sling bows when we come back.
Yep, that'll be great.
Yeah.
It's top of the hour, huh?
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Yep.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.